Dusche.
Wo sind die Taschentücher?
I mean it. Where is the box of tissues?
Wo sind die Taschentücher?
That was not a joke. Where is the box of tissues? Thank you.
Okay.
The people who know me,
die Menschen, die mich kennen,
I make a lot of times a joke, but
wissen,
this was not a joke.
Sehr oft Witze mache, sehr oft Spaß.
This
aber
is
Witz.
So touching.
Es ist so berührend.
And I, it's first of all a privilege just to be
und
here.
Es
thank
ist
you.
Ein Vorrecht, hier sein zu dürfen.
Thank you
Danke.
For everybody.
Danke allen.
And
okay.
I said it, I think it was yesterday evening.
Ich glaub, ich hab's gestern Abend schon gesagt.
This is one of the easiest places to come and do ministry.
Es ist einer der leichtesten Orte, wo wir dienen dürfen.
Because you cultivate something that I can just step into.
Weil du kommst hier und es ist etwas, es ist ein Glaube hier, wo ich einfach hineinsteigen darf, hineintreten darf.
At the moment we are recalling, we said we want to go back to the roots of the Vineyard movement.
Wir wollen zurück an die Wurzel der Vineyard-Bewegung.
But I remember the first service I spoke here.
An den ersten Gottesdienst, wo ich hier gesprochen
habe. That was like, it was stepping into the videos I've seen from the Anaheim Vineyard.
Hineintreten, als ob ich in ein Video hineinsteigen würde von den Anaheim Vineyard.
And the key is very easy.
Und der Schlüssel ist einfach.
We put him first.
Wir stellen ihn an erster Stelle.
It's Holy Spirit.
Es ist Heiliger Geist.
You're already here.
Du bist schon hier.
But do what you want to do.
Und tu, was du machen willst.
Come how you want to come.
Komm, wie du kommen willst.
Move how you want to move.
Und bewege, wie du bewegen willst.
It's so easy.
Es ist so leicht, so einfach.
But sometimes we complicate that.
Und manchmal machen wir es schwieriger.
And that's just how life is.
Das ist das Leben.
Please don't look at it as a negative thing.
Und sieht es nicht als etwas Negatives.
Look at it as something just you learn from.
Sieht es an als etwas, wovon man lernen darf.
Okay, I didn't have this written down.
Das ist nicht, was ich eigentlich hierher geschrieben habe.
But I want to thank you also the people who are sitting here from the States.
Ich will aber auch denen bedanken, die
thank
aus
you.
Den Vereinigten Staaten
we never met. I've
wir haben
met Rick and Becky a few years ago in
ich
Copenhagen.
Rick und Becky vor ein paar Very Jahren briefly. In Kopenhagen getroffen, sehr kurz.
And thank you.
Und danke.
And I like numbers and you're sitting here six people.
Und es sind sechs von euch dort.
And on the sixth day, God created man in his image.
Den Menschen nach seinem Bilde geschaffen.
And I believe what you came with the image and the vision of the Vineyard movement here, and you created that and you cultivated that.
Ihr habt das geschaffen und ihr habt das geprägt.
Thank you.
Danke.
Thank you.
Danke.
And then it was 31 years ago this all started.
Vor 31 Jahren hat das alles angefangen.
And 31, the number 31 symbolizes in the kingdom
im Königreich symbolisiert.
That you work and you do effort to see improvement.
Dass dein Wort und dass deine Arbeit, dass das Verbesserung sehen wird.
Thank you for every effort you did.
Danke für alles.
I know you don't want to have the recognition.
Ich weiß, dass ihr das nicht.
But you're getting it anyway.
Aber ihr werdet trotzdem unser Dankeschön bekommen.
This is just Papa God smiling on everybody.
Unser himmlischer Vater, der lacht, der fröhlich lächelt.
I'm coming from Denmark, the land of Lego.
Dem Land von Lego.
And in Lego, you build something brick for brick.
Etwas Steinchen für Steinchen.
And everybody has given their brick.
Hat sein Steinchen dazu beigetragen.
So we can be here today and celebrate this.
Hier sein dürfen und das feiern dürfen.
And a crazy Dane can come here and just do what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
Und tun, was der Heilige Geist ihm sagt zu tun.
You are all amazing and so special.
Alle wunderbar und so besonders.
And it's 25
Nach
years.
25
and
Jahre.
The Hebrew number 25,
Zahl 25.
Consists from two letters in the Hebrew alphabet.
Aus zwei Buchstaben aus dem hebräischen Alphabet.
The letter Kaf and He.
Der Buchstabe Kaf und He.
And Kaf means
und Kaf bedeutet,
it's an open palm.
Es ist eine offene Hand.
Yeah, but it also covers.
Aber es ist auch eine Bedeckung, die auch bedecken
kann. This is actually what the Vineyard movement stands for.
Und das ist, was wofür die Vineyard-Bewegung steht.
We open, we give.
Wir öffnen, wir geben.
But we cover and disciple to equip.
Aber wir bedecken und machen auch zu Jüngern, um zu schaffen.
It's not a coincidence that
das ist kein Zufall.
That Spirit is here.
Dass dieser Geist hier ist.
And Hech means inspiration or the breath of God.
Oder der Atem Gottes.
And it's generally got to do with the Holy Spirit.
Das hat meistens mit dem, das hat im Allgemeinen mit dem Heiligen Geist zu tun.
So 25 means the laying on the hand to bless his people with the Holy Spirit.
Er legt seine Hand auf, um seine Menschen mit seinem Heiligen Geist zu segnen.
Yeah, We give and we cover.
Wir geben und wir bedecken.
I'm jumping some words over because I know our tummies are asking for something else.
Unsere Magen brauchen etwas anderes jetzt.
But the number 25 also symbolizes grace upon grace.
Symbolisiert auch Gnade über Gnade.
It says we go from glory to glory.
Wir gehen von Gnade in Gnade. Herrlichkeit zu Herrlichkeit.
If you don't see it right now, I speak over you. We go from glory to glory. Don't get mistaken what the news is saying, what YouTube is saying.
Von den Nachrichten von YouTube.
Yeah, what God is, a lot of times the things you see in the physical, God is using in the spiritual. I've been here now since January a few times. And the whole area is developing. Even the train is getting, that it can go further out. What we see in the physical here, in the spiritual, is also happening. And what it said before, you have a choice to be a part of that. It only requires one thing. Yes. And you're not too young, you're not too old. You're not too thin or not too thick. If you say yes, His Spirit will be with you. I love what I said, I love numbers, so I was playing with the number
25.
Yeah, the 25th time Noah's name is mentioned in the Bible.
Der Name Noah in der Bibel
erwähnt. Yeah, we are in Genesis 8,
in
verse 6.
Buch Mose 8, Vers 6.
It says when Noah is opening the window from the ark to receive a fresh breeze of the outside.
Einen frischen Luft von draußen zu bekommen.
And then it sent a raven.
Und dann hat einen Raben hinausgeschickt.
Yeah, and it came back.
Und kam zurück.
But then it sent three doves.
Und dann hat drei Tauben rausgeschickt.
Yeah, and I bless you. This is the time to send your doves out again.
Jetzt eure Tauben erneut hinauszuschicken.
Again.
Erneut.
Just because you can do things again in God's kingdom.
Im Königreich Gottes dürfen wir es
and I bless you that the window is open.
Das Fenster ist offen.
You just have to let it go.
Ihr müsst es nur loslassen.
Let some of your past experiences
lass
go.
Einiges eurer vergangenen Erfahrungen los.
Both good and bad.
Die guten und die schlechten.
Because when we let things go,
wenn
we can step
loslassen,
into the new.
Dann können wir in etwas Neues hineintreten.
But it doesn't mean that we forget
the
old.
Nicht, dass wir das Alte vergessen.
We build on the old, we honor the old.
And we
continue what he's already done.
Dem,
the 25th time Isaac's name was mentioned in the Bible. Now we are in Genesis 25, verse 11. It says, and God blessed his son Isaac. Can you see the red line? There is a blessing. There is a new blessing today releasing from heaven.
Über euch aus dem Himmel.
Yeah, if you listen, because the 25th time that Israel names appears in the Bible, we are in Genesis 48:8, and it says that Joseph gets calls to bless his two sons.
Joseph segnet seine zwei Söhne.
The 25th time Abraham's name was mentioned. Yeah, God is taking Lot out of Sodom before it got destructed. But this was a blessing for his family. Where I know your history here. I know it's not been easy. But God is calling you out and he's blessing again. God has not given up. So you may not give up. I always say this. It doesn't stand in my notes. Start believing in yourself. God is already believing in you. The 25th time Joseph's name is mentioned. Yeah, this is in Genesis 39:6. That this is where the Potiphar puts all his belongings and his authority on the Joseph. The city.
Stadt.
Would run to you. They will run to you. They will come to you. They want to bless you. Because you have been a blessing to the city. Thank you, the Holy Spirit says this. The 25th time, Joshua's name is mentioned in the Bible. This is in the book of Deuteronomy, that word I cannot say, 31:23. And this is where Joshua commissioned the son of Nun. And he says, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Blessing after blessing after blessing. What happened with this, that Joshua actually received the blessing of Joseph. So the blessing that they are walking with from that time, it's for you to take and walk with. It's not to be forgotten. So, I believe this day, number 25, is specifically a covering of the Holy Spirit.
Ein Deckmantel des Heiligen Geistes,
a renewing of his authority,
eine Erneuerung seiner Autorität,
to fulfill the calling that was put here for 25 years ago.
Vor 25 Jahren hier hineingelegt wurde.
Then this morning,
und heute früh,
then I just saw, I saw a strong foundation,
ein starkes Fundament,
and at the same time a multiplication of the fivefold ministry for your church and this region for equipping the saints. It was said this before. Who will also equip again and again. It is five after five after five after five after five. We are on 25.
Und dann kommst du auf 25, wenn du das fünfmal machst.
And we will see the fivefold ministry restored not by titles,
erneuert sehen, nicht durch Titel,
but by the function through his grace to equip his children.
Gnade, durch seine Gnade, durch seine Kinder.
Yes, Church, I say, region.
Ich sag Gegend.
You are an epic center for this region.
Ein Epizentrum für diese Gegend.
Start looking
an,
past the borders of the city.
Über die Grenzen der Stadt hinaus.
Because that's, I believe it was not told today, but I think that was part of the vision. Yeah. I see a new spiritual infrastructure. Yeah, where grace and mercy can move easily together.
Gnade und Barmherzigkeit leicht zusammengehen.
Where the Spirit of God will redeem, because the number 20 means redemption. And his grace, because that's the number 5, will move freely.
Wird sich frei bewegen.
And we will take back
und wir werden
zurücknehmen, what the city and the world has been trying to take from
was die Welt und die Stadt von uns nehmen.
I bless you with everything the Holy Spirit's got
alles,
for you.
Was der Heilige Geist für euch hat.
I say thank you that we can be a part of this journey with you.
Teil dieser Reise mit von eurer Reise sein dürfen.
But what I said, actually, we almost don't have to come. Because God will not give you an assignment if you don't already have the tools. So look, please look at each other right now. You already got all you need. Everything is already there. It's just waiting to come out. So Holy Spirit, I believe these are words given by you. But Holy Spirit, only you can confirm this. So Holy Spirit, just fall upon your children right now. Let the grace drip down right now. Let your wind fill this place. And like John the Wimber always said, while we eat and while we drink a cup of coffee, his spirit keeps moving. God bless you and thank you.
Gott segne.